Hello.
Hello.
My name is Nini.
Yes.
You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Or are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Well, I don't need a testing site. I had a test done, and I was trying to get the results of the test.
The results of a test? Do you know the site where you went?
Ma'am?
Do you know the site where you went when you did the testing?
Yes, I went to the Calhoun County Health Department.
Have you been able to go back to them for the result?
I'm heading here right now because see, it's crazy because I had did this test back in September.
Yes.
Of last year.
Yes.
And I was calling trying to get my test results, but the lines were so busy and everything.
Yes.
I didn't get in contact with nobody. So I just left it alone. I just quarantined for 14 days.
Yes.
And for my daughter, because my daughter was positive with it. That's why I
yes.
had to quarantine.
I see.
But see, the thing about it is, I've been back to work all this time. Because the only thing my job told me to do was quarantine.
Yes.
And I quarantined for 14 days, like they told me.
Yes.
But I kept looking at my attendance percentage on my when I clock in. And I'm like, that's not right. So I said something to my boss, and he said, oh, it's going to go back up. You know, he kept saying it's going to go back up, you know.
Right.
Get a little time.
Yes.
Sure, my percentage never went up. Okay, we went out on Christmas break.
So let me give you two things. Let me help you here. Go back to the site. Also, I have four numbers for you for nurses that you can talk with. So they can just help you medically on any level regarding what you're reading, okay, or what you're understanding, okay? So you're driving
yes,
right
you
now.
Know,
can you take you can't? Can you pull to the side and take the nurses' numbers, or you're going to just go to the site?
Let me see if I got a pen.
Well, the site where you took it, they're the ones who should be able to help you, period.
Where I took it at.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good enough. I'll give you this nurse's information too, but that site should be good enough, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean,
you want the nurse's number?
Yes, I'm looking for a pen.
Okay, I
want
to give it to you. You can put it in your phone if you want in the note section or the text section.
Okay.
When you're ready, you put me on speaker.
Yeah.
You put me on speaker and then you can text it to yourself or in a note section. When you're ready.
Uh-huh.
334.
Amen. 334.
314.
314.
9789, and I'll give you a second one. 334.
Wait a minute, I'm putting it. I'm marking it.
All right.
Okay, give me the next number.
334. 451
0262.
0262. All right.
Okay, I got it.
Now, we hope to be able to help you. We're glad to help you now. If you need more information, you can visit the following websites. Do you need a website, ma'am?
Yeah.
The letter A like apple.
Uh-huh.
D like dog. P
uh-huh.
like Paul. H like Harry.
Uh-huh.
Dot org, O-R-G. And the second website is CDC, C like cat, D like dog, C like cat, CDC.gov, G-O-V.
Okay, adph.org, cdc.gov, and
that's
the number you gave me was...
Go
ma'am?
Ahead. Yeah, no, I'm saying that's right. Those are two separate websites I gave you, right?
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
And you gave me 334-314-9789.
That's right.
And the second number you gave me was 334-451-0262.
That is right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and enjoy the rest of your day, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am.